Welcome to another exciting show of Transformation. Prosper with Wayne, creating wealth, health, and happiness in your life with your host, life and business coach, author, entrepreneur, and lover of life, Wayne Sutton. Prepare to become excited, expand your beliefs, and truly prosper in all the areas of your life. Enjoy.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Life Coach You, teaching you how to become a six-figure or seven-figure coach. My name is Wayne Sutton, business strategist and the coach's coach. Let's talk today about building rapport with someone. We're going to talk about this over the next few episodes, how to build rapport if you're in person, if you're on video, if you're face-to-face in a crowd of people or over the phone. Today I want to talk about over the phone. I use this over the phone, but you can use it really anywhere. And there's two magic questions I like to use. Now, the reason I use these magic questions is you are truly talking about the person. You're not talking about something superficial. When I first became a salesperson back in the early 90s, they were like, hey, go into a, when you walk into the office, look for that plaque on the wall, or look for their maybe something about their sports team they like. I don't care about sports, so that didn't work. Or look for a picture of their son or their daughter or a family. Find something you can build relationship with. The problem is, a lot of times that's so superficial, and maybe they don't like their family. Maybe their son you're bragging on just got a DUI last night. I don't know. Talk about them. Most importantly, get them to talk. It's going to be real important. If you want to help transform lives and coach people, get them to talk. So here's how you do it. Number one, I want people to speak. I want people to talk, because the more someone talks, the more they become comfortable. The more they become comfortable by hearing their own voice, okay? The more they hear their own voice, they become more comfortable. And the more comfortable they become, they will unconsciously anchor or link that to me. So, if I'm talking on the phone, I do this a lot. Any of those who have actually come on board with me and got on a strategy call with me, I probably use this same strategy with you. I'm like, hey, by the way, thank them for being on the call. You're grateful to have you on. Then I jump in to say, listen, I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina. Sometimes, like, yeah, they showed up on my caller ID or whatever. But I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina, and I'm curious. I see your area code is 210. Are you from Texas? Or I see your area code is 925. Are you in California? Or maybe I don't know. I said, listen, I don't. I've looked at your area code, but I can't quite place where you're at. Where are you located? They'll tell you, I'm in Idaho. Okay, great. Oh, okay, good. And if I have something I can talk about there, great. Like if it's California, I used to visit a lot. If it's Texas, I used to visit a lot. Georgia, Florida, wherever. But if it's somewhere I haven't been or don't go often, then I may not have something to talk about. I'm like, awesome. How long, is that home? Is that where you grew up? Is this, how long have you been in Georgia? How long have you been in Idaho? Whatever it may be. How long have you been in this geographical location? That, again, gets them talking. 6 years, 5 years. And remember this. Where are you from? They can give you one or two words. How long have you been there? One or two words. Oh, wow, interesting. How did you, what brought you there? How'd you end up in Idaho? Now you're asking more of an open-ended question when they have to actually answer. Okay, very important. Another thing I do, and this is very important, is when we're talking business to business. So how long have you been in the automobile industry? You know, they answer 2 years, 3 years, 20 years, whatever it is. Oh, great. How did you get into that industry? What you're doing is asking them a question that truly demands they go in and give you some answers. The beautiful part of them giving answers is the small talk area of that. Is small talk is very important because, again, they become more comfortable. Building a level of rapport means building a level of comfort. Trust is the most important thing you can have when trying to do business with someone. Trust is the most important thing that you can have. And people trust people that are like them. They trust people they feel comfortable around. Does this make sense? So, getting them to talk quickly, tell them again where they're from, how they got into the business they're in, how long they've been in that business, very important. So let me run these questions to you one more time. Again, on a personal level, it's basically, where are you from? I'm from here. Where are you from? Oh, wow. How did you end up in Charlotte, New York, San Francisco, whatever it may be? Or how long have you been in the automobile industry? How long have you been in the creative industry? How long have you been in the real estate industry? Wow, curious, how did you get into that industry? And you want to listen. You're listening for key points. You're listening for motivation. But you're truly listening to be listening so they can become more comfortable. Now, over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about how to take that one small answer and how to amplify it, how to go deep. So before you even start coaching, they feel even more rapport than they've ever felt before with someone. And they will give you the criteria you need to help them. So listen to me, guys. Go now. Go over to lifecoachlifestyle.com. Download our book if you haven't downloaded it yet. Lifecoachlifestyle.com. So funny, I was talking to a coach. They're from Texas. I was talking to them 2 days ago, and they were like, hey, I'm out on the boat. They coach from the boat, out traveling, loving life. That's what it's about, the Life Coach Lifestyle. So lifecoachlifestyle.com. And if you are a coach and you're not at $10,000 a month, then go over to gofulltimecoaching.com. This is Wayne Sutton. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless.
Thanks for joining us again at Prosper with Wayne. Be sure to subscribe to us for more exciting, life-changing episodes. Go today, in fact. Go now to prosperwithwayne.com and enter your email for our exclusive newsletter and other resources. God bless and go prosper.